It was raised. The issue was a raise was raised about moratorium on fissile material production by China. I think to encourage Chinese participation on these issues, there is an increasing need for top-level diplomacy. It needs heads of states and other senior politicians from the international community to directly engage with the Chinese paramount leader, given the growing importance of his personal role in China's domestic decision-making system. That's the best way to resolve the issue of political will. And China has been reluctant, China has concerns about joining nuclear arms control measures. But to commit more explicitly to FMCT or to make an explicit moratorium on fissile material production would be less challenging steps for China to take in theory. So it requires international diplomacy at a very senior level to drive home that point in China. It would be a very useful measure for China to reassure international community. I also want to raise the importance of expert-level engagement. Again, issues like AUKUS significantly shape how China think about fissile material and FMCT. And here, it is widely recognized. For example, it would be very difficult for Australia to unload the highly enriched uranium fuel in the submarine during normal military operations. But Chinese experts still make the argument that it is actually the opposite. They seem to think the proliferation risk regarding the sealed reactors in the submarines are much higher than internationally recognized. So I think the international community, especially the expert community, has to directly engage with those Chinese technical experts. Because their views also affect China's official thinking, and it requires substantive and extensive technical level exchange to resolve those obvious misunderstandings at the technical level. Third point is, I think for near-term steps, there is room for bilateral or multilateral arrangements among the major nuclear powers. Research conducted by international scholars has demonstrated that there are readily available transparency measures that can be taken in a bilateral manner between U.S. and China, or as a trilateral matter between U.S., Russia, and China, or as a matter of discussion for the P5 process. These countries can use their national technical means to verify each other's moratorium on fissile material production for weapon purposes. They can also arrange mutual or multilateral inspections among themselves to contribute to the verification issue among themselves. So these measures can be taken as near-term confidence-building steps bilaterally or multilaterally among the major nuclear powers. Last point is, I think there is room for a regional mechanism for greater transparency in East Asia. China, for example, has traditional concerns about Japan's civilian plutonium stockpile. And China today is also receiving increasing international attention about its own civilian breeder reactors and reprocessing capabilities. And there is growing discussion in Republic of Korea about future nuclear options. So given these concerns about among each other in these countries, that provides a basis for a regional transparency mechanism in which these countries can provide greater transparency towards each other. And also that transparency could also be very useful to increase international confidence. Thank you.